You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, 3 o'clock. Let's do the Bregman thing. So I have prided myself that generally when I have an opinion, I just give it to you. And I'm generally opinionated on stuff. It's not about being right or wrong. It's just I don't struggle to formulate opinions. It's just not how I think radio should be done. Full stop. Alex Bregman. And potentially, Rico, the way this has played out has put me in a rare place where I look, and I'm being 100% sincere with the audience. I feel like Stoney. Not in a staring at the floor, awkward, say things like the grandmother from Wedding Crashers way of Stoney. I mean in the shaking both hands. You know, we always used to call Mike the fence rider. He'll shake both hands, tell you both sides. I don't know what to do with Alex Bregman. If 4 months ago, right, the offseason starts, you go, well, maybe five at 150. You get Bregman here as that big right-handed bat, and it's all good. But the longer this has gone on, Mon Frere, I've had my little plastic shovel, my sandcastle shovel out, and you do the digging into the numbers. And you start to really go, do I really want this? Like Alex Bregman is like the Biscoff cookie on the airplane. It seems like a great idea. And you take it because you're like, well, I'm supposed to. And then it's sitting there and you're like, eh. Like, do I really need this? Do I want this?
You will not slander the Biscoff cookie.
It's delightful, but it's not the best cookie. It's not the worst cookie.
It's the available cookie.
Okay, so Alex Bregman is available cookie. Now, here's the interesting part. What if the Biscoff shows up at your little placemat and there's cracks in it? Invariably, we've all opened the bag on the airplane and the Biscoff is biz dust.
It's broken.
And there's crumbs everywhere. It's a disaster. When you dig into Bregman's numbers, I got a couple things for you and I want you. I'm not trying to win an argument with any of you out there in listener land. You're not bad if you're all in. I don't think you're horrible if you say pay him whatever he wants. But I'm also leaving open the space for love, which is I'm not mad at anyone who says, you know what, don't do it. I'll actually defend Scott Harris and Chris Illich in this regard. I don't know that this is the player you go all out for. His crime is that what? He's good, not great. Right? He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not an all-star. No. Routinely. I think Alex Bregman's made two all-star teams.
No, he's available cookie.
He's available cookie. But I don't want to disrespect the man. Let me just give you something. So we've talked about this where now it's down to three teams, apparently. Mm-hmm. Cubs, Tigers, Numbnuts, Red Sox, excuse me. And candidly, one of the things I like to look at when you're signing free agents and they have a certain, I'm not going to nerd out, don't freak out, people. The way Bregman plays baseball, we'll keep it simple. The Cubs would be the second worst baseball stadium in the league for him to play in.
the Tigers, Comerica Park would be the eighth worst. These are not good ballparks for Alex Bregman. What does it mean? Again, we'll keep it simple. It means he ain't hitting home runs. It means his power will be sapped. So I wanted to double confirm my suspicions on, look, he's a deadpool hitter. He's enjoyed Houston with the short porch, the Crawford boxes, right, they call them. All right. So FanGraphs, if you like it, I believe this is by the third year of the deal. Fourth year of the deal. Do you know what this projects Alex Bregman to do? This is FanGraphs. Now, we haven't even added the park factor. Tell me if you're comfortable in year four of Alex Bregman with a 240 hitter, 17 home runs, a 720 OPS, and he's a two war player. So when people go, why is Valeni drawing an arbitrary line in the sand? What an ass. Well, hold on. Think about this with me. Work with me. It's not me. It's the data. If Bregman ages or regresses an ounce quicker and you sign a guy to a six-year deal, you are talking about three of the years being below league average. Not good, not very good or great, and I'd argue not average, below average. So then what does he have to do in the first 3 years to make Rico Beard or the guy driving a milk truck right now feel good? The problem is, I don't think he's capable of that.
Not in this ballpark.
Not in these parks.
No.
Now, if his game was different. Now, look, could he come here, be very good in year one, we win the Central, go back to the playoff? I could see it, and I don't have a problem. But ask yourself, are you willing to pay $180 million for 1 year? Two? His walk rate dropped by 50%. Mm-hmm. He's never going to be the player he was in 2019. It was a spike. It was an outlier. That's not who he is. Do I like him? As Rico put it, available cookie. Gold Glove caliber D. Clubhouse leader. Playoff war daddy, right? Has played for Hinch. All the right stuff. Right-handed bat. Cool. Rico, I don't know what to do. And as we sit here right now, here's my guilt. I've allowed how this process has played out to affect how I feel about Bregman, and I know that that's not fair. I'm at a, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's because no, it's Bregman. It's Bregman fatigue because, like, he and Chapman have done this two different ways. Chapman last year was like, okay, you know what? I'll do the 1 year prove it deal, and I'll tear the cover off the ball, and I'll get a better deal afterwards. This is, I want as many years as I could possibly get. This is a deal where, you know what? I look at Scott Harris and I say, you did everything that I asked you to do. You were involved in the talks. We heard all the rumors. We heard everything. And now you're actually playing it smart, in my opinion. Now, we'll see what the actual, if he ends up signing for Detroit for 7 years, I'll take all of this back. But as of right now, yeah, you're drawing a line in the sand saying, we're only going to go this far. Because looking at those numbers, if you told me, all right, he signed for 5 years, okay, the last 2 years of the deal, it's not going to be great. You're hoping that he won't turn into Javi, that he'll at least be able to go out there and do something. But 7 years means that less than half of that, he's going to be a good player. And more than half of that, you're going to be regret signing him. So I like the fact that it looked like the Tigers are being responsible. They did everything that we asked this offseason.
So let me ask the question. People, and there's no villain in this. I can't even decide day to day how I feel about it anymore. Should they just give Bregman whatever he wants and get him here? Is that where you're at? Rico's not there. I'm not there. I'm not giving him whatever he wants. I think he's a good ball player. Molly's great. And whatever he wants is 6 or 7 years. The FanGraphs projections have me spooked. I admit it. And again, they're projections. They're not gospel. Are they eerily accurate? Do they paint a picture? Yeah, because they use data. 248-539-9797. Should the Tigers just give Bregman whatever he wants? My answer is no. Rico's answer is no. Yeah.
And like you said, according to Fangraphs, that's not even taken into account playing at Comerica Park, because yeah, I do think a lot of these numbers will come down.
So. Look, if those are the numbers he's going to put up, and I don't say this lightly because I cannot stand how overrated this guy is locally. I cannot take how people continue to put his face on a picture card. But if you're just going to devolve into what Fangraphs says you are, you may as well roll with Vierly. Not this year.
Face of the franchise.
Face of franchise, Matt Vierly. For 1 year, two, no doubt. I was willing to go to 5 years, knowing the last year would probably be terrible. Six or seven, absolutely not. And if the Cubs sign him, hey, enjoy. Wrigley, ice cold, terrible ballpark to hit in, wind, dead pull hitter for a guy who's played in Houston his whole life with a short porch. You enjoy that. You enjoy it. David, where are you at with this? Is it give him whatever he wants? Are you all out? Like this Bregman thing, and this is the funny part. You can bring up Bregman and the Tigers being involved in it. This is what you get. So maybe the people are giving us their answer. They don't give an F. And I do find it exhaustive that it's February 11th and spring training is opening up. Like, why is it in Europe you can have a transfer window? Why is there not a drop-dead date for free agents? Period. And if Alex Bregman were so sweet, let me help you. The deal would be signed. It'd be done. Juan Soto didn't have a problem getting his money. Max Fried didn't have a problem getting his money. Corbin Burns didn't have a problem getting his money. You want me to keep going?
No.
The deals get signed the way they should get signed. Well, if Alex Bregman is so sweet, why is he not signed? Because he wants something that is not commiserate with his actual market value.
Yeah. Because I think that pretty much, I'm sorry, David, you were about to say something. All the GMs are saying, I think what Scott Harris is saying, bruh, when you come back down to where you need to be, give us a call first and we'll make this deal. But right here, right now, good luck finding somebody to say yes to that, because I'm, you know, as Randy Jackson would say, that's a no for me, dog.
David?
Oh, I'll tell you what, hold on. I'll say it.
Timeout on the flip, because I'm irresponsible and we're way over time. 248-539-9797. You tell me what you want your ball club to do, and if Rico and I are just hosting the haters ball, you can say it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so David's got blue balls because he was about to speak and I said commercial time. So David, if you please, would offer us your opinion on Available Cookie, a.k.a. Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I'll say this about Alex Bregman. The sweepstakes has been going on so long that I wanted him as a Christmas gift here in Detroit. That's what I wanted. And now we're at Valentine's Day, and he has stretched this thing out so far to where, to me, it... it feels like, seems like, sounds like Juan Gonzalez to me.
Oh,
where
Jesus.
He knows this isn't the place for him, but I need, if you give me 7 years, I'll make it the place for me. And his numbers, projection wise, I'm sorry, I just cannot do that long of a contract here in Detroit. If you don't want to be here, I'm with you, Rico. Bye bye.
Yeah,
I mean, not for me, dog.
And this is what we're, yeah, Scott Harris. You know what we said. We want to hear the Tiger's name and all the rumors. And you'll know because every baseball writer will say, hey, Detroit's been involved. Detroit's done this. Detroit's done that. You're interested, but you're not stupid. And that's what I like about this is, yeah, come up with the right number and we can talk. But right now, no, you're not worth what you think you're worth. We do want you here, but you got to come down off that number.
David, just. Did the Fangraphs projection I gave you scare you, or were you already at that point?
I was already at that point when the report came out that he wanted 7 years. And then when you add the Fangraphs on it, it's like, well, I don't want 7 years. And now I really don't want 7 years.
Kenny, where you at, buddy? And then I'm going to the people.
So I think I kind of line up with you guys in that 4 years, I think, is where I cap out. I don't want to give Alex Bregman any more than 4 years. I don't want to stretch out a contract, as David would say, for any longer than that.
Mm.
I think I worry when you give a player like that who's already on the decline, wrong side of 30, you give him more than 4 years.
But again, I'm willing to pay the tax.
I'll pay the tax. Absolutely. You have to pay.
If I had to go to 5 to get 3.5 good years, I'm willing. You start going 6 or 7, and then you when you look at the Fangraphs thing, Kenny, I'm with you. I look at that and I go, wait a minute now.
And it's the same thing in hockey. I've talked about this before. Is that, you know, if you want to pay a player or if you want to sign a player for less years, for less term, that comes with a tax, that comes with a fee. And I'm perfectly fine to do, all right, let's pay a little bit more for 4 years. That's where I cap out.
And look, he'd be good in year one. Do I think he'd win the Central? Yeah. And you know what's weird about this too, fellas? And I know betting odds don't make, you know, that's not gospel. But, I mean, the Tigers are projected. Some of the analytical systems have them fourth in this division. The betting odds, they're third. Would Bregman alter that short term? Yes. But I'm not paying $180 million for a 12% increase in 1 year of my playoff odds.
Right.
Now, if I were a World Series caliber team... And you're like, look, this guy's going to put me over the top. We'll deal with the pain. I got to do. That's different. This isn't a World Series caliber team.
Right. And that's just it. Like, yeah, with those numbers you're saying, man, if in year four he's your fifth or sixth best player, you can live with that. But that's not what is going to happen. I just got to figure that this thing is going to turn bad quickly. And no. And in this ballpark,
this thing, hold on, can I put that on a t-shirt? This is going to turn bad quickly. And no.
Yeah. In this ballpark.
Bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Let's see what the ticket techs have to say. And we'll go to the people. David, what's the early returns?
I don't think I'm ready to move on from Bregman sweepstakes. It's a bad thing because I'm tired of it too. So I'm pumped that we can get him, but I'm afraid in the numbers, afraid the Cubs may also get him as well.
Yeah, but see, if he goes to the Cubs, that's where your career goes to die. It really, that's the worst park he could go to. It's cold weather. It's just not a hitter's environment. It's not.
After the Tigers season ended, all I wanted this entire offseason was Alex Bregman. 4-year deal, maybe 5. After hearing he wants 6 or 7, I'm completely out now. It's time to move on. That is from Marlon in Walled Lake.
Yeah, and if people want to knock me or people like Marlon, where it's like, wait, you were good at 5 at 180. Why do you have such a problem at 6 or 7? Because when the excitement fades and you really dig into the numbers and you really look at this and you go, because even 5 sounds like a bad idea. That's why. Because I'm not one of these people who's entrenched in my opinion on this. I just, the data is what guides me on this. And I go, all right, well, I'm not going to be angry if they don't get him. I'm not going to be mad if they do. But if they give him 7 years, I'd be like, guys, I quit.
He's a good addition. I don't think he's a difference maker. He's a good addition to the team. I don't think he's that difference maker for the next few years.
I think if you bring a third base, and here's the problem. You're going to win the argument based on the ballpark is going to reduce his numbers. I agree with you. Let's say the walk rate meets in the middle. It was a 50% decline in walk rate. Let's say it's only a 25% from last year. Rico, if he ends up being a 4-war third baseman, and he's, you're probably right. But like, difference maker is, do I think they're going to win the Central without him? No. Do I think they would with him? Yeah. So that's a difference, but yet I agree with you more than I don't.
Right. Available cookie. I don't know.
Right now, I'm not, but I look at difference maker. Okay, but in year 4, 5, and 6, is he still going to be a difference maker?
No.
Or is he going to be the, basically.
He'll be Anthony Rendon.
The anchor around your neck.
Oh, dear. All right, let's go to Mitch, 97.1. Mitch, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I feel pretty strong on this topic.
Okay.
I would do 4 years and pay maybe a higher AAV to Detroit tax, but after that, I probably wouldn't. I'd pay that higher AAV to win now because I'm just kind of tired of losing, and I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the wait for the kids, so I would pay him for 4 years, and if you don't want to be here for that time, then I guess play elsewhere.
All right, so here's what I'll tell you. You're not wrong in anything you're saying, and I feel the way you do. I hate the wait for the kids approach. Shout out Wyatt Langford. But my point is, Mitch, you can't run your ball club in a spiteful way where you're like, oh, yeah, wait for the kids? Watch this, $200 million on Alex Bregman. It has to be the right player. And this, I just feel like the deal he might get is not commiserate with who he is.
What do you think about the higher AAV for 4 years?
Or I love it.
I love it.
It just never happens. Mitch, I'm with you. I wish they could do 4 at 160. I'd do it right now.
Would you say if it's not 4, go play in Chicago?
Yes. I think I'm resigned to, if the Cubs are doing 6 or 7, and my absolute maximum is 5. If the Tigers have offered 6, I need to see the structure of the deal. I need to know if they've got an out, if he's got outs, but I don't want to go to 6. I really don't.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, I'm here till 6. What's up?
Say you do the 5 years, and that last year, are you looking at like V-Mart can't run to first base, Javi's out on 3 pitches with sliders in the opposing team's dugout? Like,
I think so, yes.
Well, you know what, Mitch? I'm wondering, because we've waited so long for this, are we almost setting it up to fail? Like, can he live up to the expectations because we've waited so long for this signing?
Oh, here's the problem. Like, Mitch, me and you, we know what the deal is. The Tigers spend this money, it'll get splashed all over everywhere, and people think this guy's going to come in here and hit 35 home runs.
Right.
It ain't ever going to happen.
I don't think that, but if you can pencil him in third base every, as your everyday player, you got Torres at second, you keep that first, you just get some more stability. 4 years, I can wait for the kids, and I don't know.
I
want to win. I'm not a Daiquiri guy. I want to win.
And I respect Mitch. I'm right there with you, brother. I think they're in a tough spot, and look, I want them, but I don't have to have them. That's where I've arrived at. We'll get more of your phone calls next. 97.1. I can only tell you that this entire room stopped dead in their tracks when the update opened with that drop. Me, Kenny, Rico, and David shamelessly, who played that, by the way. Poor Jeremy didn't know what to do. Right. Now, what I'd like to do before
we get the headlights.
Yeah, he's like, before we get back to your calls, can we play the Bob Nightingale sound one more time without your stretch routine? Can we just play the Nightingale thing? Because I want to know if I would have, A, do you believe anything Nightingale has to say? I take it with a grain of salt. It's not disrespectful. I just don't think he's the most accurate prognosticator. But B, would I reserve the right to a meltdown if the Tigers gave a seven-year deal to Alex Bregman? Take a listen to this. If they signed Alex Bregman to a seven-year, $210 million deal, that'd be a chair smash. I wouldn't be able to be happy about that. And here's the thing. I went into this, and it's like they're not the organization to do that. Scott Harris has been so reticent to give out term, to spend real money. And when I say that, I know people get pissed. And it's like, yes, you're spending the money for a year, but they're not commitments. You're renting. You're renting a city bike, and then you're putting it back. That's it. Like, real money is a deal like this. And it's like, is Alex Bregman the guy you want to get? Seven at 210?
No, unless it's like I told the guys, which I doubt would happen, where year five, six, and seven are basically one-year options that are team-controlled options. You told me it was that? Sure. But just seven? No. That would, for all the credit that I'm giving Scott Harris right now for really being smart, I would question it by going down that road, because that means you blinked and he won.
Available cookie. Let's go to Maurice, 97.1. Mo, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Good afternoon.
Excellent.
I'm going to echo what everyone else says. I'm only paying 4 years, and I'll pay a little extra. But the most important thing, out of all the possible teams he can go to, for him from a position standpoint, the Tigers are the only one where he would definitely be playing third base. All the other options, they would have to move people around. So, unless it's 4 years, I'm not taking him. We'll find someone else. We got some young people in the minors. We're going to have to do a trade, find something else. But I've waited too long for this. Like David said, this is a Christmas present. It's Valentine's Day now. Forget it. I don't want a present. I don't want a President's Day, President's Day either. So we can find somebody else, find another third baseman, or we have to stick with what we got for now.
You know, what I look, here's where I'm at too, Maurice, is I'm with you on the other ways to do this. The problem is I don't have a name to offer you, but you have all you have all these prospects. What I would love to see is a trade. You take some of the capital, you weaponize it, and you make a trade. Now, why do I like that? Well, A, you're going to get a younger player. You're going to get a guy that has some term. You're going to get somebody that you can add to the core, and I don't have to worry about, oh, damn, he's going to be a 14 home run hitter here in 2 years. But I don't have a name to offer you. See, I'm different than a lot of Tiger fans. And look, I do get it, as some people just get seduced. They look at these prospect lists, and it's like, oh, my God, they need like an underwear change. They lose it. And I'm like, I see the list and I go, how many of these guys can I flip for actual players? Because they're all lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. So I maybe that's what Scott has up his sleeve. But the fact that Nightingale's like, no, he's not getting a 7 year unless it's the Tigers. I go, did somebody body snatch Scott Harris? Because every bit of data is telling you Alex Bregman is on the back nine here. 7 years, I go. No. Oh God, no!
I would hope not.
We will. We'll get the rest of these calls, ticket texts, David's drop. I'm sure will make an appearance. Then 4 o'clock, it's Rico's dance party. He has something for Metro Detroit. He wants to see if he can get you excited. I don't know if he'll succeed, but I'm here for it. Tremendous. All right, we get to the people. Bregman. Nightingale says if he gets a 7 year, it'd be the Tigers. God help me. Do you think the Tigers just need to do whatever it takes to get him? We are aligned on this show. No. And that's not a shot. I like Alex Bregman. You're a better ball club with him in the short term. I do not want to get in a 6-7 year deal with this guy. Just not doing it. But you know what? That means I don't get the player. I'll live with it. And I'm not going to rip the team. I think that's silly season. Let him go to the Cubs and his career will die. Go to Drew, 97.1. What's up, Drew?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
You know, I think this would be a horrible deal for the Tigers. I wanted to put together, you know, some stats. Javi Baez, when we signed him, was batting .265 with 31 homers, and he was younger. And you know, the ballpark, Comerica National Park, is not Houston's Minute Maid.
No.
That is a very friendly hitting park in Houston. His power numbers will go down. His average is going to go down naturally with age. I don't see any way, unless the Tigers go to a World Series in the next 2 years, where it really works out for him.
No, and the problem will be, too, is I'm not accusing you of this, but I think people have the wrong idea of this guy. I mean, do you realize he hasn't hit 30 home runs since 2019? He's only done it twice in his career. And when you start to look at this, this is a guy that he'll struggle in this park to get to 20. So what am I paying for? And you go, well, why are you obsessed about home runs? Welcome to baseball.
Yeah.
They don't care if you strike out 200 times. Can you put the ball? Like, well, how do you think Pete Alonso exists?
Well, no, and then just imagine the expectation, because it took so long that fans are going to think he's going to come in here and just knock the cover off this thing. And it's like, wait, this is all we get? 15 home runs?
It's wow. Also two fellas. And, I mean, Drew, this adds to your case. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't had a 40-double season since 2018. Like, if he's Edgar Martinez and I got to live with 19 home runs, but it's 53 doubles, well, now we're cooking, right? I mean, now we're getting somewhere. Drew, I have some concerns.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, we're talking about a guy, like I said, hit a lower average and less homers than Javi Baez did when we signed him. And I don't think the Tigers are in a situation like the Lions where they need a win now. I think the Tigers do have to pay some guys, and you know who they are, here in the next few years. Not compared to the Lions where, you know, it's really win now. Baseball's a little different. I just think this would be awful. I think this would be, when it comes to Moneyball, this would be, you know, kind of the opposite, where you're spending money just to spend it and you're hoping this guy doesn't turn into, you know, hobby.
I don't know that anyone will ever attain the, in heavy quotations, height that Javi has attained here. I mean, you're talking about a guy who set the record for the worst OPS in baseball history. Let's go to Rodney, 97.1. Rodney, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, I wouldn't do it unless you had a team 4-year option, you know. And I think the Tigers are going at the wrong position at the wrong time.
What do you mean?
Pete Alonso, would you rather have him in his contract at first base? He's a right-handed bat.
Well, here's your problem. Hold on. Let me explain something. If you're just asking me, would I prefer Pete Alonso as a baseball player on a 3-year deal for like 20 a year or whatever, then Bregman.
At first base.
Yes, but here's your problem. Colt Keith has moved to first base. So, I want to explain it. Is you can't move Keith to third because of his arm injuries. They're not going to put him back to third where he'll blow out again. So, second base is Glaber. Yeah. Glaber can't go play third, won't play third. That's part of the reason the Yankees went, go bleep yourself. If you sign Alonso, you're stuck with him there, and now I can't play Keith there. So
I got you.
It's Rod. Mm-hmm. It's just, I would have signed. I wouldn't mind Alonso on surface if Colt Keith could play third base without fear of his arm falling off. It would have solved everything in my world. But that's
sure
not
would.
That's not reality. But yes, to answer your question,
put it that way. I didn't see it that way. But you're right.
No, it's just a perspective I'm offering you, and I think that's why they were never mentioned. And again, look, Pete Alonso's a guy. This is another one of these guys. Cost himself a ton of money. The Mets offered him a better part of $200 million 2 years ago in the summer. He turned it down. And again, Alonso does not come without some serious reservations. You're going to have to live with a lot. But is he a guy that can put up a 45-50 home run year? He is. And he's got, now listen, ballpark, I don't want to be flippant, but if there's a guy where the ballpark doesn't matter, it's Alonso. This dude's deadlifting in the on deck circle, and when he hits one, no, you could play in Thanos Park. It ain't holding it. So he's one where I don't really care about the park.
Walking around with the OMG chain.
Yeah, and a Thanos club. I mean, when Alonzo lays into one, you go, Jesus. But again, you know, if you're paying it, he got nothing from the Mets. What did he get, 3 years, 65 mil? I would have done that in a heartbeat. Yeah. But the Tigers, I actually like the move of Keith to first. I do. Because Keith's a terrible second baseman. Now, the problem is they replaced him with a terrible second. Gleyber's terrible. You think I'm crying that Gleyber Torres is not my second baseman no more?
No, you peeped us to that. Yeah.
He'll give you some quality when he's running right, when he's hot.
Sounds like Gleyber and Javi will never be confused with Sweet Lou and Tran.
There's no way. Listen, this is a part. You will allow me to live in the fantasy. I'm never looking at a middle infield of Javi and Gleyber. Come on. Don't do that to the people. That can't happen. That can't me when the opening day lineup card comes out and that's up the middle. Go to Nick 97.1. Nick, what's going on?
Oh, Mike.
He's back. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
What's on your mind?
Don't worry, I'm still here.
All right. What's up? What do you want to do with Bregman?
The Bregman situation, man. When the thing first came out, I was like, yes, yes, 100% yes. And I'm kind of like you, where as it's drawn out, I'm like, God, this is taking forever. I'm just sick of it at this point. I mean, I feel like I'm Tuco from Breaking Bad, and like Walter White sitting there in front of my desk, and he's like, give me my money, give me what I want, or I'll drop this bag of fulminated mercury. He's like, are you nuts? You want to bet? Give me 7 years. I'm not giving you seven. I'm hesitant to give you six.
It is amazing when you put it.
Now there's nobody left, though. I feel like now, and Gleyber Torres, I checked his like expected home runs in Comerica versus that he had last year. He did 17 last year. He would have hit 9 here.
Yeah.
And he's a crappy second baseman.
He's not a home run hitter. You're getting him to work the count, draw some walks, be a table setter. He's not, look, and again, I followed Gleyber's whole career because I'm a Yankee fan. Like, when he came up, he was a much ballyhooed prospect and a guy that was expected to be this big power hitting. He is never going to be the guy that hit 37, 38 home runs his second year. He's never going to be that guy again.
No, he's never going to be that. But my bigger concern is that, like, I mean, this defense last year was carried a lot by how good the outfield's defense was. I mean, you look at, you know, you go Cole Keith, is he going to be an upgrade over Torkelson at first? Maybe. But I don't know, maybe – Nolan Arenado's got like 3 years left on his deal. How likely would it be for the Cardinals to maybe move him in a trade?
I'll answer your question this way. I will be surprised if he is in the lineup for the Cardinals on opening day. I can't tell you where he goes.
Because now, maybe that's somebody they should pursue in a trade. Like, I don't know. I mean, Jace Jung can't play third base anyways. But that's obviously not going to get it done. But
the problem with Arenado, though, this is the issue. This is a guy that is completely and utterly falling apart. When you look at
need to pick up some of the – retain some of the salary, I'm guessing.
A ton of it.
Yeah. Maybe like what, like 50% at least?
At least. The conversation wouldn't begin at less than that. But, Nick, here's the thing, and I don't want to bore Rico and everybody else, but when you look at Arenado, I just pulled this up while Nick was talking. Rico, you want to talk about a guy falling apart?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your OPS pluses the last 5 years. You tell me if this makes your denim turgid. 86, 119, 150, 108, 101. I mean, he's a guy, OPS going down 3 straight years. Home runs? Oh, Nolan Arenado, man, he's a huge power hitter. Really? 34, 30, 26, 16. And he's into his mid-30s. And if he were still Nolan Arenado, don't the Cardinals hang on to him?
Yeah. Everything's going the wrong way.
You give him to me at the right price, I'm good with it. I'll live with it. But the Cardinals would have to pick up. I'm not paying that dinner tab. And under no circumstances, you will let me live in this fantasy. Do not say the words Whit Merrifield. I do not want to hear that. Do not say it. Whit Merrifield is like saying bomb on an airplane. You don't say it. You don't say it.
I didn't say bomb.
Bomb, 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 bomb. You do not say Whit Merrifield. All right. We're good? David, how you feeling? Okay. Let's Rico's dance party, or are we going to get this thing started? We have got a rare blitz to do top of the hour here, and Enrico wants to sell you this pen. And it might be worth buying. We'll do it next, 97.1.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.